grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Welcome to the BFM studio, Chris Fowley.
G'day.
Oh, taking a photo of me.
Oh, yeah. That's live and in action right now. It's all, I'm multitasking, mate. Kia ora, everyone. Marijuana Media for another week. And happy solstice. We just got through the longest night of the year for the Southern Hemisphere. Shortest day today. And where that's relevant, of course, for anyone growing anything, is now you can plant outdoors.
Oh, really?
Anytime you want.
Okay.
But, of course, you know, being cold and wet, I would advise waiting until Labor Day, as your traditional.
Okay.
But theoretically, anytime after the solstice, you're free to go.
How big could your typical cannabis plant get if you planted it now? Well, how big could it grow? How tall could it grow, Chris?
Like any good gardener will tell you, it's all about the soil and the roots.
Mm.
So if you start there and have a big root ball and a big mass.
Yes.
It can be tree-like.
Yeah.
You know, tree-like.
Could be tree-like?
Yeah.
What's the
15-20 feet?
Have you seen one that big in New Zealand before?
Oh, yes. Yes. And in fact, if you come to the hemp store and look through the collection of New Zealand green calendars that used to be published every year, we used to do them. And so 2001 or 2003, there's a very ginormous on there. Okay. Yeah, it's like a historical record. They're great, those calendars. They're very good. But speaking of historic, now the big historic news, I got to say, begins with Australia, and that is those beauties, you bloody beauties over in Aussie, the Legalised Cannabis Party, who have got themselves elected to three upper houses in states in Australia. Victoria, West Australia, New South Wales has actual legalised cannabis MPs.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, this week, it was on Tuesday, simultaneously introduced bills to all three of those state legislatures. Identical bills to the Regulation of Personal Adult Use of Cannabis Bill 2023.
Mm-hmm.
This is historic. There's never been a bill on anything put into houses simultaneously like this. So, mate, the media over there are going nuts over it, this multi-pronged attack that they're doing. But this first stage, if these bills pass, adults, people aged over 18, will be legally able to possess up to 50 grams for personal use, grow six plants at home, and you would be able to share it and gift it to other adults, which is very good.
Makes sense.
I think so too. So, One News is the only place I've seen the coverage of here, but they did a pretty good report, actually. One News on, was it last night? Bills to legalise cannabis introduced to three Aussie states, so you can look that up. And but one thing I did want to just quote, they did quote, Rachel Payne, legalise cannabis Victoria MP. How good does that sound? How good would that be if we could say that? Legalise cannabis Auckland MP or whatever.
True.
Mate, so Rachel Payne, legalised cannabis MP, said, this bill actions sensible and meaningful reform to end the criminalisation of people who consume cannabis. It's time our governments reformed outdated laws in line with community expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pointing to, well, one of the things they're pointing to, is that in the last 10 years, 700,000 cannabis arrests in Australia. 700,000.
What a waste of time.
Incredible. And you just think, Aussie police, say how over the top they would be about it too. Every one of those.
700,000.
And 90%, it turns out, 90% are for personal use and possession.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. And what's more than that, is that this new report that came out this week, New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research, and that showed, so among all those people, First Nations people, four times more likely to be charged for cannabis possession compared to non-Indigenous people.
Mm.
And how familiar does that sound? You know,
yes.
It's exactly the same here. And another example of how police act, you know, in absence of actually changing the law, Melbourne, Victoria, we talked about this in the when J-Day happened, they went a bit berserk And so the Fitzroy Legal Service out of Melbourne there has written an open letter to the state's Commissioner of Police, really deploring their handling and using excessive force, unlawful arrests at their 420 rally. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it wasn't J-Day, it was the 420 rally, April 20. Alleging attendees were humiliated after being inappropriately searched, illegally handcuffed and mocked by police.
Yes.
Now, I shouldn't mock the mocking, but yeah. Come on, police. You can do better than that. You don't need to stoop to mocking and illegal handcuffing of people smoking a bit of weed.
Is this a similar protest to J-Day, which happens in Albert Park? Is it?
Yes, yeah. Very similar, yeah. But the 420 day. So, yeah.
Do the police in Australia have a pretty consistent record of being present at these events in Australia? Do they get in and usually arrest people? Or is this just out of the blue?
I think there has been an issue in Melbourne, yes. Mm. But of course, you know, and Nimbin has had their Mardi Gras for 30 years now, same length as J-Day here, and, you know, founded in the same year. And, you know, they've got a whole town built around it. But that town gets, you know, surrounded by police, typically, in the lead up to the Mardi Gras.
What?
And they search everyone going in and out of the town.
Oh, crazy.
And, yeah, so you don't need to bring any because it's like a cannabis town. So what do you need to bring any for? So, yeah, but anyway, the huge amount of coverage, I thought, was incredible. So One News doing very well for New Zealand, but the rest of them, you know, come on. So I did mention this was a multi-pronged thing. So what they're doing, this is Associated Press Australia, they're again quoting Rachel Payne, legalised cannabis MP, the three-stage plan. So this was the first stage of the bill on the multi-houses. And then the second step is going to be extending rights for consumers with the development of cooperatives and expunging historical cannabis convictions for personal use. And Brian Walker, legalised cannabis party MP in Western Australia. Again, how awesome does that sound? And he's a doctor. And he said that the third stage, they're going to look at creating a regulated market for cannabis products down the track. In New South Wales, one of their other MPs, Jeremy Buckingham, former Greens MP. He defected from the Greens into the cannabis party. Now, hint, hint. I don't want to lay any, but I'm just going to say hint, hint. Maybe someone could defect to the cannabis party here. So this was their first coordinated approach to legalising cannabis. But of course, putting the bill in is one thing. When you're a tiny little party like this, how are you going to leverage it? The Age in Melbourne warned, which under the banner headline, I thought this was great, our name says it all. It says legalised cannabis party. They're good, and it is. Our name says it all. You know what you're getting when you vote for them. They're saying these bills are doomed to fail without the support of the major parties who have been reluctant to soften their drug policing. But they did point to New South Wales Premier actually campaigned on legalisation. But of course, since he's become Premier, not so enthusiastic. But while he wasn't Premier, he was fully into law reform. So I think they're going to lean on them a bit. But Sky News reported legalised cannabis MPs say they have not ruled out blocking key government bills to gain support for their proposed legislation. And that is what you need to do.
So you think there is a shot here they might get the numbers?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think they will. And I can't remember which, but there's at least one of those houses is basically hung and they need, you know, every vote on a case-by-case basis. So, you know, they should be able to leverage some sort of deal out of them.
Yeah.
So things are looking good for Australia.
You know,
apart from going to a 420 protest where you might get beaten up and mocked.
Boo.
Apart from that. But go to Nimbin instead, where it's awesome. And Michael Balderstone, leader of the Hemp Embassy and president of the Legalised Cannabis Party, tip of the hat and much respect to Michael and all the crew for what they're doing over there. It's incredible. It's awesome. And the sister party, Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis Party, just returning home here, they're actually in the news in the Herald this week because they've joined a judicial review. It's being heard in the Wellington High Court this week on the distribution of broadcast funding. And they've joined together with a few other small parties, Outdoors and Freedom, Freedom NZ and Vision NZ. It's a bit of a collective. And they're saying that the Electoral Commission has not done it fairly and they're only going to end up with this pitiful amount, which in the case of the ALCP, they can't advertise online because Facebook and Google block anything to do with cannabis being advertised. We find the same with the hemp store. We can't advertise online either. And so therefore, if you can't advertise online, all you're left with is some TV ads or maybe spending it all here at BFM.
Yep, that's what
But they
do.
Gave the example that if they ran their TV ads, they would get two. They would get two ads for their entire allocation.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, come over to BFM, peeps, and you'll get much better value, I'm sure.
All right.
There you go.
And so we've made a list. We made it into the top 100, Chris.
Oh, mate, top 100 or something. Apparently, there's a list of the 100 best marijuana podcasts. And Marijuana Media is, this is in the world, I've got to say, yes. Not just New Zealand. 100 best marijuana podcasts in the world. Marijuana Media is at number 74.
Yes. 74, baby.
Number 74 in the world. This is FeedSpot, so you can check that out. But it does remind me, because BFM does such a great job at pushing the podcast out through Apple, it shows up in a whole bunch of places.
Yes.
Which is bloody good. I even came across it this week when I did a little search. Podbean, Podcast Addict, and Podchaser. I'd never even heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're on it.
Chris, do you know that I get the odd interview request for guests on this feature out of the States?
Oh, nice.
Maybe two in the last month, you know, someone going, oh, look, I'm, you know, from this cannabis company in the States. Do you want to talk to blah blah blah? And I usually go, well, if we find
an angle
of course.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could do that. It'd be good to have some more guests and
things. It must be because of this. It must be yeah,
it's popping up.
Yeah,
that's right. Speaking of things coming up, MPs in Luxembourg this coming week are going to vote on whether to legalise home growing of cannabis under the bill before them. Four plants at home, or in, actually not at home, a place that is, and I quote, invisible from public space. So as long as you're invisible from public space, then you can grow your four plants. So that's great, that's Luxembourg. And also coming up, next, substance testing, if you've got some mystery weird things that need testing. We just want to know what you're taking. At the Hemp Store, Thursday, 6th of July. What's that? Two Thursdays away. And then the following
Is there a line? Is it quite busy?
It can be.
How long?
But no, we get through them all.
How long do you have to set aside if you're planning to make it up there? Just to be realistic, would you be there for half an hour or something?
No one ever gets turned away, I don't think. And it's very rare that people have to wait any more than 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay, that's right.
And if there, you know, you can go away and come back. It's first Thursday. There's all stuff going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can drop by the shop and if it's a bit busy, just come on back. But typically, you know, they do really well. The Drug Foundation at running it, they have enough people there to get through everyone.
Yes.
Two stations going. So that's good. And then Matariki is the following Thursday, 13th of July. And of course, a plug for J-Day, 2nd of December.
Yeah.
Just got to get that in at every opportunity. And my other thing this week, if you're after a new strain of weed and you've got your medical cannabis, Gorilla Glue is in stock. They can't tell you because that would be marketing. But I can tell you because it's a review.
Okay. Where did you get your Gorilla
Glue? I haven't had any yet. So, yeah, you've got to get your appointment and get some Gorilla Glue. Number 4, it's called.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Latest one. And the Cook Islands delegation, or a delegation from the Cook Islands government, is in town right now to check out New Zealand and what we've done well and what we haven't done well, because they are about to legalise medical cannabis in the Cook Islands.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it at a rapid pace.
Yes.
So they're here right now. I'm meeting with them in the morning, and I know that a bunch of other people in the industry and patient advocates and representatives are also meeting them. So well done them for coming over and you know, wanting to learn about things so that they can do it, you know, the best that they can.
Excellent. All right, Chris. Thank you very much, mate. Head along to the Hemp Store, everyone up there on K Road. Check out what you got in store and grab something, why don't you?
Right on.
All right, mate. Cheers, brother.
Yep.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.